and you are giving the floor straight away to Jürgen Dusel, also someone who has accompanied our Accessible Tourism Day for many years. He's a lawyer and for 12 years has been advocating for the rights of people with disabilities, first in Brandenburg, and for the last 5 years also with the federal government. And in this time, he has managed to not just advocate, but really achieve things. And we are now looking forward to hearing from you, Mr. Dusel.
Thank you very much for this very kind introduction.
Commissioner for the Rights of Persons with Disability. I will talk in German, but you have the translation. Meine Damen und Herren, herzlichen Dank für die freundliche Einladung. Ich bin natürlich auch
Thank you very much for the cordial invitation. I enjoyed very much joining you virtually because the topic of accessibility, the question of accessibility of any institution in our society has a deep link to the inner workings of democracy of our society. It's my deep and urgent need to address this terrible war that we are witnessing at the center of Europe in Ukraine. And I think the things that we are witnessing and seeing are difficult to grasp. At least that's how I feel it. I think it's something that is oppressing us all the time. This does not mean that we feel crippled or lame by these images. We need to counter these pictures with solidarity, with close contact, and our values need to be opposed to this insanity. Tourism, in my view, can also make a contribution. It is a value in itself. Nonetheless, I think it's shocking for all of us, and I think we need to keep this in our minds. Ladies and gentlemen, talking about tourism. Tourism, in my view, is the big opportunity to create encounters. I think this is a value in itself. Right now, in this moment, to establish opportunities for encounters. Encounters not only within the borders of the nation states, but also across the borderlines, so that international guests can join us here in Germany. This creates dialogue. This also creates to enter into an exchange of a variety of views, to enter into the realm of dialogue. Now, to enable this, to make it possible, we need to make qualitative offers. We need to position our amenities and structures in such a way that they can be handled easily. Yes, we do have the legal framework conditions when it is about accessibility. All states that have undersigned the UN Disabled Convention and have enshrined it in their constitution have also signed the Article 30 of the Disability Convention of the UN. Disabled people, yes, of course, they do have the right to participate in tourist offers. It's not a nice to do thing. It's not about an extra. No, it's about the implementation of fundamental rights. Accessibility is a right enshrined in our constitution, in our society, because more or less we all have to live with barriers, especially in an aging society. This can be quite often a wall. It's first about implementation of the current legislation, but it is much more than just legal affairs. When we talk about accessibility or barrier-free structures, we need to realize it affects many, many people. For example, in the Federal Republic of Germany, we have 13 million people with a disability. In the European Union, there are 87 million people that live with an impairment, are older than 16 years, and they do not live on their own. Let's take a family that wants to go on a holiday, and one person is impaired in mobility. The question of accessibility, and Ms. Müller pointed this out, it regards not only the individual, but the entire family. So accessibility, yes, on the one hand, has a deeply social dimension because it creates the basic access for barrier-free travel. But it's also a qualitative hallmark of a modern country and also a hallmark of good tourism. When we talk about accessibility, yes, of course, we do talk about quality. It affects not just the local hotel, it affects the entire travel chain, starting with the accessible offer in the internet presentation of the hotel or the destination. It continues through the possibility of making a barrier-free booking or have an accessible travel experience and to move around at the destination in a barrier-free manner. It's a question of quality. Against the background of an aging society, it will have an increasing relevance. That's why I'm so grateful to you that you are working on this issue. And you outline also the basic necessities so as to make it a success where accessibility does work. So I am personally very grateful to you. I think this topic will be ever more important in the future. So it will certainly not only 10 times that we can enjoy this day of accessible tourism, but even well beyond this year. I'm very eager to learn from good examples, good practice. And unfortunately, I cannot attend throughout the whole duration, but I will be briefed on the outcome and I personally belong to the people who are virtually blind, but there are other possibilities to delve into this. This is also linked to accessibility. Accessibility is a quality label for modern tourism. We want accessibility. This enables also participation. Thank you so much. Thank you very much, Mr. Dusel, for your very sensitive words about Ukraine. Yes, on a subliminal level, we have it all the time.